Yeah, in general, what was the interaction between the chaplain staff and the seafarer population? I mean, what, people got along fairly well, or was there?
Yeah, they got along very well.
Yeah.
And the chaplains, they were out and around. And if somebody wanted to talk to them, they were readily available for talking to.
Right.
If they didn't want to talk to them, they just walked by and say good morning.
Yeah.
And that was fine. So they weren't, there was no pushiness. No one was pushing the seafarers into religion. You know, they weren't making them feel guilty by not going down to religious services.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, very much what we do today here. So.
But there wouldn't have been many seafarers from non-Christian nations where there's predominantly Muslim or back then, do you think? I mean, it sounds like they're mostly Western European seamen.
We used to have, there were two victory ships that used to come into Brooklyn, the Muhammad Ali El Kabir and the Cleopatra, which were Egyptian national line. And we had some Egyptian guys dressed like Egyptians who occasionally came by. And but I would say a large majority were Christian or atheist.
Right. From
Or,
Europe.
yeah,
Yeah.
primarily Europeans.
Yeah.
So many of them had home-sewn clothes because, you know, they would stitch, they would alter their clothes to their weight situation. And, you know, so they were like a canvas baseball stitch.
Yeah.
So you'd have some very unique seafaring costumes in the crowds that you'd see there. So you know, that there was it was a very unique group of people. Seafarers dressed like seafarers.
Right.
Now you can go to a thrift store and get just about anything that looks maybe a little worn, but very street smart, or Nike. But in those days, you know, people could get a piece of canvas and make a shirt, or make a pair of pants out of light canvas.
Right.
So you see a lot of chaps like that running around. And another thing, I once sailed with a guy who had his legs broken right outside the Seamen's Church Institute. And back in the 1930s, with the union problems, with the Wobblies, the IWW, you know, if there were goon squads that were working on the ships, and this chap, I won't mention his name, but four guys grabbed him and laid him down on the curb, and the curbs were about 18 inches because there was a lot of always out of water. The streets, the cobblestone streets out at South Street, were always wet, and so the curbing was about 18 inches high, and they lay the seafarers down and jump on their knees.
These would be the goon squads.
The goon squads.
They were hired by the shipping companies, or they had some sort of agreement
I
with.
think there were both sides doing this sort of deviltry,
Right.
because, you know, if you saw, if you had a bunch of seamen catching a goon squad guy, they would jump on him and try to break his legs.
Or a scab,
Yeah.
someone who's, you know, breaking lines.
So yeah, it was the boys tended to play rather rough, you know. Today we're a lot more civilized, and some